naughty little swine. Hoping they're looking for you. Sure you'll be rummaging through. And I said the shit shock horror. You've seen your future bride, yeah. Yeah, but it's always so absurd for you to say the first word. So you're waiting and waiting.
It's you, babe. Put you down for a while. You know I love you, but you messed up my happy home. Made me mistreat my only child. When you hear me moaning and groaning, babe, you know it hurts me deep, deep down inside. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
that I'm your third man. But it's a fact that I'm the second son. It was the other two which made me your third. But it's my mother who made me the seventh son. Right now you care less about me. But soon enough you will care by the time I'm done. Yeah, you just wait. You stick around. You figure it out.
Shake. ship rolls in, I'm looking for a reason for this sudden shift of plan, for the changing of the season. Every time my ship rolls out, I wanna know the answer. Settle what it's all about. Is it nature or nurture? According to my calculations, navigating this terrain with alternating landscapes, separate eyes with which to see, it's all very confusing. And if you want me, I will be riding on my mood
to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with them.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All get out and strung out on some dope. I was with some babe, I can't remember her name, but she knew where it was at. So I wrote her this song on somebody's lawn in 15 minutes flat. My mindless boogie, truck on down the turnpike till the end.
back up again. Well, my clothes were old and I smelled like mold, and I drove a Snapple truck till I wrote this song on somebody's lawn, and it kinda changed my luck. Now me and the song are just a chewing along. You can't play this throttle slow, and they can't get enough of this kind of crap on classic rock radio. My mindless boogie. Truck on down the turnpike till the end. My mindless boogie. Get down, mama, get back up again.
I'm not afraid to die. right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, I'd have jumped from my trees and guided and danced like the king of the eyesores. The rest of our eyes would have been Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? To me, like a I'd dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
I'm not afraid to die. it for granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Stand tall. I know the weight of the world won't bring me down. Stand tall.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy.